Blog Talk Radio.
George Gamond, and welcome to the show. It is Tuesday, and this week has been kind of dedicated to Valentine's Day. It's coming up. Whoa. So gotta get into about a little bit about love this week. Yeah, just talk about love. Talk about how important love is in our lives. And I have a couple great articles. Now I'm going to take your calls. Now, one thing I don't do is predictions so much. You know, it's more about what you need to do to get what you want, because love is there for everyone, but sometimes we just don't get there. So for my friend in the chat room, see, now people are going to drop away because they want a prediction, but that's all right. I do get predictions. Spirit does come through and they go, okay, but they want to know. But I talk to your ancestors. Now, whoever your great uncle or grandfather or whoever it is wants to say, that I can't say, well, they don't want to tell you about it. So if you want to, like, if you want them to give you insight, whether it be your dead grandmother or great grandmother or great grandfather or the guy that used to live next door that watches over you now, whoever it might be, well, I'll let them talk to you and let them give you a message. And so, and I shy away from predictions because I'm really more about the law of attraction. I'm really more about how do you get there? Because I believe once you've asked the universe, it's out there for you. If you ask for love, it's there. Sometimes it's more about what you have to do to get it, right? What you have to do. It's the how part. The universe will bring it to you, but sometimes you have to be in alignment. Well, sometimes you always have to be in alignment with what the universe is going to bring you. So let me give you a quote from Abraham Atrial, and I'll take a couple calls. And we'll get into it a little bit more. So the gentleman in the chat room, I really need you to call in because it's much easier because I want to see if I can tap into what of your ancestors might have on the subject versus in the chat room answers yes or no or maybes or all that sort of thing. Okay? Appreciate that. It makes it much easier to connect with your energy and connect with the energy of whoever might want to speak to you. So let me give you an Abraham quote. The Abraham quotes lately have been really good because they're pretty recent. If you're familiar with the Abraham material, if you're familiar with The Secret, and a lot of what The Secret was based on was the Abraham material that was being presented to through Esther Hicks, been doing this for 30 years. This is from Orlando, I'm going to get this right today. Ooh, yes, Orlando, Florida, on January 11th, 2014, so 2 years ago. Be less intensely focused on the problem or the question and feel more anticipation of the solution and the answer. Let me read that. That's really kind of what it's all about. Really, where is our focus? Where is our energy? Where is our direction? What are we focusing on? Are we sitting in problem? It says, be less intently focused on the problem. So if you're sitting in problem, thinking about your problem, all you're doing is recreating problem, right? You're just problem sort of person. So, but I love the way they answer this because they said, and be more anticipate and feel more anticipation of the solution. So you're focused on the solution. You're focused on the answer. You're thinking about, oh, wow, you know, how is this going to work out? You know, I'm focusing on what I'm going to do when this comes to me. What am I going to do when the money comes to me? What am I going to do when that love comes into my life? How am I going to treat my lover, my partner? How am I going to do this? What are we going to do together when we go out and do things? So that's really kind of focusing on the outcome versus, oh, I don't have anything. I don't have money. I don't have a job. I don't have a wife. I don't have a girlfriend, blah, 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 or I don't have a boyfriend. So you can see the difference between problem and focusing on solution. So it's a little bit of this visualization of what you want it to happen. You don't necessarily have to be exactly what the person looks like. And I have a really cool article about getting older and still connecting in relationships. So let me take a couple calls and then we'll get into that. We'll get into, yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about love because this is about love this week. At least I think it is. Yes. Hello. Are you there? 917 area code, and you have disappeared on me. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. Hello?
Hi, I'm here.
You are? Where are you?
Oh, sorry. Well, I was listening to you. Sorry, thank you.
Okay, who am I speaking to?
Tina from New Jersey.
New Jersey. How is New Jersey these days?
Oh, it's good. We had a little bit of snow today, but it's fine.
Well, a little bit of snow is one thing, like, but feet, like, tons of snow is not the same thing, right?
We had that last week, but we were at barbecue weather, like, in December, so it's all good.
It's all good.
Perfect.
Oh, good. Yes. So what's going on today? How can I help you, or can I help you? I don't know.
I would like to ask about my friendship with Robert. I just wanted to know what is the purpose.
Okay, well, let me do this, because that's what I try to do on this show, is to try to tap in to your ancestors, somebody from your family line who is already in the non-physical world. You know, some people call it heaven.
Yeah.
I don't call it. What they have to say about you. Okay? It makes it easier.
Thank you.
Male figure. He's a male. Male. No, not your father. Goes back a couple generations. Very, I don't know if you knew this man. I mean, it could be like a grandfather, it feels like. But could have been, could be like a great uncle, too. But he was a very jovial person, very fun person. Had a great personality, if you know this person, okay? He wasn't very somber and sober by any stretch of imagination. I mean, sober as in, you know, just reserved and stuff. This guy was just, he loved to be around people, okay? So whoever this is, that's your family member that's trying to communicate. So you and what does he have to say about you, you and Robert? Okay, I'm kind of, it's kind of trickling in. It's kind of weird, but it's like be patient, which is like no fun to be, right? Patience is not fun, right? Be patient, because there is a positive outcome in all. Higher purpose will be served in being together. Okay, so it's not separate, but it's together. So I hear it as patient, that your higher purposes will be served together by being together. Does that make sense at all? Am I making sense of what I'm hearing for you? It's kind of a little garbled, but yeah, it's about, it feels good, but be patient. You're meant to be together. She went away. Oh, you're in my talking away. I hope she listened. But yeah, your higher purposes will be served. How cool. Together. I don't know what that means, but that's what I heard. So let me take some other calls. Refresh my brain a little bit. Let her great, great uncle go away, whoever that is. Sometimes uncles are friends of the family, too. I don't know. That's what I hear it as. So let me. I think it was. Hello. You there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. You have a 239 area code, right?
Yes. Hi, George.
Hi.
This is Lana.
Hi, Lana. So what's going on?
In Florida.
So what's your question about love?
Well, does it have to be about love?
Well, I'm trying to put the focus on love, but I'll try to tap into one of your ancestors and see what they have to say. It's a woman that wants to come through anyway. It's a woman.
Oh, okay.
Is your mother still alive? No,
no,
it's your grandmother.
No,
it's not your mother. It's a grandmother. Okay? It's a grandmother.
Okay.
It's a grandmother. It is on your mother's side, but it's the grandmother on your mother's side that wants to give you a message.
Maria.
So what's your question? And let's see if she has some.
My question is focused on the outcome of what's been happening with my employment shakeup, my job situation.
What do you mean? You mean, are you going to stay working? Or are you going to go somewhere else? Is it all going to work out for you?
Am I going to stay in the same company with my old position? I've been kind of shifted.
Yeah, and well, I hear what she's trying to tell me is that there's a position change coming up for you, a position change. So if you've already been changed out of one position, you're better suited for what you were doing before, obviously, right? You were better suited. You felt more comfortable in the old position.
I did, yes, with the same company.
And
Hello?
That you,
I lost you.
Yeah. No, there's a recognition. What I hear for you, that you will be put back in a place where you're most comfortable and they really see that you're of most value. Okay?
Oh, great.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
Take care. Okay, bye.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye. Got quite a few calls. That wasn't a love call. See, people kind of sneaking stuff in here, you know? They don't. Okay, but I'm not trying to make predictions. I'm just going to let your whoever relatives talk about love. But, you know, I'm going to get back to that whole thing about love, that love is we have to do what we have to do, and we have to be in alignment with that energy to have love in our lives. So we can't be despondent and discouraged and down in the dumps and expect the most marvelous person to be coming into our lives. That's not just my opinion. That's the opinion of spirit. Okay. That's what they say. I'm not taking credit for that statement. Okay. So I have a 252, 954, and 908. So if you want to hang in there, I'll take these calls. And I have a great article about what men want women to know about them. How's that? What men want women to know about them. That's an interesting topic, isn't it? And I have an article, maybe I won't get to it today, maybe I'll get to it Thursday, it depends on how much time this takes, about growing older and being in love, like never give up. And in the article, it talks about people who fell in love in their 70s and their 80s and going strong, fall in love in their 80s. So never give up on the idea of love. And I'll get into that article, I don't know, today or on Thursday, and we'll be here tomorrow. So, okay. I thought love is ageless, basically. Love is ageless. There's no limit to the age you could be to be in love. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Are you there? Are you not there? Do you believe that? Do you believe that love is ageless? You could be any age and still fall in love? I kind of wonder sometimes. Some people I meet seem to be, I'm too old for love. No, you're never too old to be in love. So who am I speaking to?
This is Keisha, and I'm one of them people. I think I'm getting too old. I'm over the hill.
See, well, you got to stay. Well, if I don't get to the article today, then I'll get to the article on Thursday. But it's really about article about older age, people over 60, even in 70, mm-hmm. even in 80, who meet their soulmates. Okay?
Right.
So never give up. If you want love, the universe or God will always bring you love if you want it. But to doubt it kind of creates the vacuum there, holds it back from you. So what's going on with you?
Oh, well, I would like a love reading. At what age do you think I'm going to find D1?
Okay, well, we're not going to get into specific ages, but because I'm trying to tap into one of your relatives. And let me ask you a question, because this is what comes through, and I don't know why it's coming through this strongly. Is your mother-in-law still alive? Or an ex-mother-in-law or something like that? Is she alive?
I'm not married, never been married.
Well,
mother-in-law?
Somebody's mother-in-law is coming through, okay? Maybe it's your parents' mother-in-law or one of the mother-in-laws of one of your parents, okay? Do you know what
right.
I mean? But it's a mother-in-law. That's who's coming through. And I don't know why. I just heard mother-in-law, and I'm going, really? Mother-in-law? Okay. So let's what she have to say. Without giving away your age, let's see what she has to say about how much longer, because you don't want to give me your age anyway, right? Okay. The message is kind of like, it's around the corner. It's around the corner. Love is around the corner. It's not far away. But you have to be, I call it like suited. You have to be prepared. You have to put yourself in the best foot forward. Be really ready for love. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because it's there. It's going to smack you in the face. Somebody's going to not physically smack you in the face, but it's going to be there for you. You're going to meet somebody. Just be ready for it, emotionally and physically ready for it.
Okay.
That's the message, really, more than anything. Yeah, it's not that far away. It's around the corner. But be ready for it. Be emotionally prepared to be in love. Does that make sense?
Oh, wow. Well, we'll see when he gets here.
Well,
ready for it.
Yeah, but if you're not ready, right, ready.
Mm-hmm. No, I know, because I've been cleaning up in my dreams. I've been cleaning up the areas of my heart. So
yeah.
I think I'm ready.
Okay, good. So be ready, because it's around the corner for you.
All right, good.
That's kind of nice.
Good.
She's, yeah, you're whoever your ancestors are paving the way. This gentleman is really nice. He's really kind is the kind of person I see. Okay, he's very kind.
Mm-hmm.
Do you go to church?
Sometimes.
Yeah, because he feels like a church-going kind of person.
Yeah.
But he feels like a very much a church-going person. A man, he's devoted to his community. Okay?
Okay. All right.
So he's not out there drinking and carrying on. He's really devout in the sense of caring for people. He seems like a really nice person, though. So, yeah, right around the corner. Okay?
Oh, you mean the guy? Oh.
Yeah, the guy.
Okay.
The guy.
Okay. No, I was thinking you was talking to my people's, my dead people's. Okay.
No, no, I'm talking about the guys coming into your life.
Okay.
So,
sounds
yeah,
good.
He's kind. He's he's very much involved in the community. He loves to do things for people. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Good for it. He might be a tad younger than you. I'm getting this younger, not like cougar younger, but like maybe a couple years. Three or four years, maybe at the most, you know, but a little bit younger. He's not older than you, obviously. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Take care.
Thank you. All right.
Bye
now. Bye.
Love is an interesting thing, isn't it? People want to know about, is love ever coming into my life? Yeah. Love is there. Yeah. Focus on love, right? Yeah, I kind of get into this whole subject of love, and it brings up some really interesting concepts from people and concerns from people about love. And what would spirit tell you in general about love? They emphasize to people that just put yourself in the best emotional and physical place that you can be in to be in love. You need to be emotionally, spiritually, and to some degree physically prepared for love, and then it can happen for you. And the key word, and I got a couple more callers, and I'll take you in a minute. I got 954 and 908, so I'll be with you in a minute, because I'm trying to get what spirit has to say on this, because they're saying that. I lost it because I've jumped in there and lost what they were telling me about love. And there is no beginning, and there always is. And so that love is something that if we're mentally, emotionally, and spiritually ready for love, then it will happen for us. But we put, and the word was trust. That's what they were trying to throw at me, was trust. You have to trust that there is a higher power, God, the universe, higher self, that will arrange it for you. You just have to step back and let it happen. Step back and let them show you, spirit that is, where to go. And yeah, and it's amazing in the articles I read about love and people that, and even people I've known that have met, let's say their soulmates, it's so random. Sometimes you have to give up the quest to get it, to allow it. Okay, so that's like the Abraham quote, which I gave earlier today a few minutes ago, was it's a partner. I'm never going to get a partner. What's wrong with me? How come I don't have somebody? It's more about focusing on when it happens, what is it going to be like? What is it going to be like? What are we going to do? What kind of person am I really wanting in my life? Okay, I'm chat room, yeah, I will get to you in a minute, okay? Let me take a couple more calls, and I'll answer your question and see what Spirit has to say, if they have anything to say. Okay. Hello?
Yes, good evening.
It's in the middle of the afternoon. It's the middle of the afternoon.
Yes. Well, almost evening.
Okay, do you have a first name?
Yes, it's Mary.
Mary, so what's going on, Mary?
I would like to see what my spirit loved ones can tell me about any potential for love and improvement in my finances.
Oh, finances, that's a tough one, huh? For most people, it's either love or money, right? It's either love or money.
Like a little of both or more of both.
Who is this that's coming through? You know, because it starts to jumble together, so I have to kind of clear it a little bit and see what. Male figure, really old when he died. I mean, really old. So I don't know who this is, but he said he was really, really old when he died. Okay, so I don't know if you know, recognize the person. I don't get names ever, but if that recognizes. So it's an ancestor of yours, like 90 or above when he died, okay? And it wasn't that far
away. My dad passed at 83. I don't know if he considers that real old.
Well, that was really, I don't think that was that old, but I think it's even somebody older than that, but it might go back a couple generations. It doesn't really matter too much. But he was a kindly sort of man, too. We're running into really kindly people. So what is he saying about your finances? Let's get down to it. Without trying to promise you anything that's going to happen, like winning the lotto or anything like that, I don't think they want to go there because they feel like that you're taking or have taken the steps to reassure yourself or to ensure yourself that you will be taken care of. And that spirit, or your family in heaven, to use that word, will always make it available for what you need and when you need it. So you're never going to be like homeless or on the streets or anything. You will always have enough. You will always have enough. There's no promises of anything huge in your life, but there's always going to be enough that you have to trust that always. They're just trying to reassure you that, yes, you'll be fine. There's no reason to worry because there always will be enough and a little extra for a little fun.
Okay?
Don't worry about where it's coming from. You know, you have to trust in miracles. Trust in God.
Oh, yeah.
Trust in miracles.
Hey, right now.
Yeah, but it's all about there will be enough. So you have to have that attitude of there always will be enough or a little bit more. Okay?
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay, so take care. Just know that. It's just
anything about love coming in as well?
The main thing I hear for you, it seems to be kind of a general sense of direction in your life, just get out there more. Love is out there. You just have to get out there. You just have to find things that you love to do that you know men go to and go out.
I go to church a lot. I was wondering if that
it feels beyond church. It feels like activities that you like to do. Church may not be the one thing that you want to do unless it's social events attached to church, but church itself, no. Social events, other events, dances, other things that you like to do those. That's where you'll run into a man.
Not in bars or places like that, but
no, it's things you enjoy doing that you know men to, you know, it's like going to a knitting circle or playing bridge with women. It's not going to do it. Okay.
Oh, that wouldn't interest me either.
Okay. But you know what I mean. Okay.
Yeah,
just get out there. He's out there. You just have to get out there.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Take care.
Bye.
Okay, bye. That feels like a really pat answer, but I've heard that answer for so many years now from Spirit that relationship, but we have to take the steps. We have to take the step to get out there. You know, I was reading an article yesterday, and it was talking about relationships, and it was talking about love, and it was talking about percentage. I think I put it on the show yesterday, that the majority of relationships that work out really well and where you meet people are either through faith, where people are have a similar belief system. That's a strong connection for two people. So if church is your thing or spiritual groups or whatever it is, that's a strong connection. And the other thing is mutual activities, things that you love to do. If you're into certain athletics or certain, you know, it's got to be one where men go to, I mean, you know, or women or whatever, you know, the opposite sex, if you're so inclined, has to be involved in those same type of activities, right? But that's number two. Number one is usually faith, and number two is activities, things that you love to do, things that you enjoy doing, you know, horseback riding, if that's your thing, sailing, if that's your thing, whatever it is, flea markets, if that's your thing. That's where you're going to meet somebody of common interest, and you're going to have something to share. But all the books say that about relationships. You just have to get out there and think, do things that you love to do, and the universe will align it for you to meet somebody. Simple as that. Boom, done. Okay, let me take another call. Yeah, simple as that. Done. Yeah, I know. It's not always that simple, is it? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yes. Hi.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, who am I speaking to?
This is Tina. My phone clicked off. I couldn't hear the rest of what you were saying.
Oh, I don't remember what I was saying. What were we talking about?
Oh, I asked you about Robert, and then the phone blanked out. I was like, oh, my God. I just heard you say, the family member said that it's going to be patient, and then the rest
is
going
to. Okay. Yeah, be patient, because ultimately, let me try to get this back now. But they said, ultimately, you're here to serve each other's highest purpose, or to be together for a higher purpose. So your purposes, your life purposes are intertwined. Okay.
Yeah,
that makes
I
sense.
Understand that. Yes, that makes perfect sense.
So just be patient, because you're here to serve, to be with each other, okay?
Yeah.
In that sense, it's about higher purpose. It's about fulfillment of life, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Everybody's going away now. Yeah, her phone clicked off. Yeah, she just went away. I thought she just kind of got her answer and went away, right? Okay, so my friend, so what if I said all? 252, let me know if we have talked, because I've had a whole series of people and they've kind of like all drifted away, right? But you still have this question about Bruce or Derek. Well, should I say that the way you put it in the chat room? So 252, have we talked? Answer the question. Are you still there? If you're in the chat room, let me know. And let me answer this question. I'll come back to you anyway. So if we've talked, you can hang up and whatever the other thing. B or D, right? So what do I get a stronger hit on? B. I keep getting B for some reason. The letter B comes up more than D. The letter B comes up. I heard that a while back and I pushed it aside. But for some reason, I'm getting B. Okay, B. B like in boy, not D like in dog. B like in boy. Okay? That's what came through, was a B. So let's see what happens. Could it be any... You seem to be fixated on one or both of these men. You seem to be fixated on this. I get the word fixated, like you're fixated on it has to be one of these guys. Like a third alternative... It would take quite a bit of a person, quite an amazing person to kick them out of the arena, right? That's what I get. Okay, so 252, you keep hanging in there. So let me take it, come back to you, and you can tell me if we've talked. I think we have, but I'll double check, okay? Sometimes people come back and they ask another question, like my friend just did a minute ago. Okay. You're not? Okay. Hello?
Hello? Oh, yeah. I'm just listening to the show.
Oh, okay. I thought we talked. I wasn't sure. Okay. So,
yeah. Okay.
Thank you. Okay. So, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to get into an article. Love. you know, love holds no bounds, right? Love holds no bounds. You never know where love's going to come from. Sometimes we get narrow-minded about it has to be this person or has to be that person. And one of those articles I'll probably get to on Thursday talks about that, where you can, the perfect person, the love of your life, and you could be ignoring that person. And then finally the light goes on and you go, ah, wow, that's the person. My goodness, and that's a great article on that. I will get to that because we're going to do the whole week on related to love and attracting love and getting love in your life and how to get love in your life and all that fun stuff, right? How to attract love in your life. So we'll talk about that this week. That's kind of what, because of Valentine's Day. So the question for everybody here is, do you have a date for Valentine's Day? You raise your hands, right? Or chime in. Do you have a date for Valentine's Day? Are you still looking for a date? Okay. Yes. And what would you do? What would be the ideal date for Valentine's Day? What would be your ideal date? I got a friend here that likes to comment on these things. But let me get into that article. I have a few minutes left. I'll do some of the article. Oh, hoping's not good. You're going to have to be very proactive on this one. Maybe you should ask somebody out. Ask somebody else. You know, drop the hint. Hey, let's go out on Valentine's. You know, rejection is okay sometimes. At least you learn from it. Yeah, you are right. Sure. Okay, so this is a 18 Secrets Guys Wish You Knew. I think this is really kind of cool, these things, because sometimes men seem to be very secretive about their feelings on subjects. But let me go through some of these and I'll check back and see if anybody wants to talk. Men will talk about feelings. Really? You know, it's like, whoa, I read this and I go, yeah. Was your guy raised as a traditional stoic man's man? If so, okay. So number one secret, it may be easier for your man to talk about feelings indirectly. Okay. Ask what he'll do during a romantic weekend. So it's an indirect thing about feelings. What would you do? How would you do? Or what he thought the first time he met you? His answers reveal how he feels bringing you closer. So it's like an indirect question instead of saying to a man, how do you feel about this subject? It's more about looking into his history, let him recall things about, or let him project forward into the future, and then you'll know how he feels, if that makes sense. That's what they're trying to say, is that really you kind of indirectly get to men's feelings by how do they feel, what was their sense about when you first met, what was it like, you know, they'll open up if you don't directly hit them with, how do you feel about this? Now, the next one is so true. Now, there's a certain type of man that really does this. Now, there are other men that are more open about their feelings and their emotions, but men say, I love you with actions. Some men prefer to show their feelings through actions rather than words. Your guy may say, I love you by fixing things around the house, tidying up the yard, or even taking out the trash. Anything that makes your world a little better place. I remember this one client called me and talked to me a while back, and you know, does my man love me? He never says he loves me. But then she went on to about he'd come over all the time, he would do this, he would fix that, he would help her around the house, he would, you know, he was a handyman kind of, you know, I don't know if he was a carpenter or electrician or something, but he just loved to do things for her. And that's without having to say it. He's saying it. Men who don't care, don't care. Men that don't care are not get involved. Okay, the next one I really like too. The secrets about men that sometimes they would never admit. Men take commitment seriously. Men have a reputation of being afraid to commit. But the evidence suggests that men take marriage seriously. They may take longer to commit because they want to make sure they are on board for good. And some of that is the sense of responsibility, financially and emotionally responsible. And they're a responsible place to be in a marriage. So they take longer because they really need to feel sure that they're responsible. They can be responsible for the relationship. That's the hesitation on men's part. You probably knew all this, right? In a survey of currently married men, 90% say that they would marry the same woman again. That's kind of a reassuring thought, isn't it? They say they would marry 90%. That's pretty good odds. Okay, let me go back to see what you guys are doing, if I can find the page. Okay. So men, and that's a really interesting point, because some people say men will never commit. Yeah, they'll commit. It takes them longer. And once men are committed, you know, there's statistically people who cheat. It's usually a little bit more for women than men. And it's really close. It's kind of down the middle. But why do men cheat? And that's not in this article, but why do men cheat? Why do men go outside of marriage? And it's not about sex. I mean, it is, but it isn't. It's about attention. It really is. I don't know if you knew that. It's about attention. It's about somebody that pays attention to them and will listen to them or will do things for them. Do you understand that? It's all about, and men want to be appreciated for what they're doing. They want their partner to appreciate what a good, whatever they are. You know, oh, I came home, I had a great day at work, I did this and this and this. They really want a partner who go, wow, that's really great, and will appreciate what they have to say. Okay? What am I doing? Oh, what am I doing? Okay. Now, I don't have plans for Valentine's Day, actually. I don't have plans. I know it sounds kind of, I really haven't tried to manifest it either. That's okay. Okay, so the next one about men, he really is listening. When you're listening to someone talk, you probably chime in with a yes or I see every now and again. It's your way of saying I'm listening, but some guys don't do this. Just because a man isn't saying anything doesn't mean he's not listening. He may prefer to listen quietly and think about what you're saying. Yeah, sometimes men, and I've noticed this in myself, that we absorb, we process. We don't respond to, we process what's being told to us. And so we may not say, oh, I agree. Now, I've heard men, I have a friend who was kind of a little bit of a womanizer, and his attitude was, well, you're always every once in a while say to the woman, oh, yeah, I can see your point of view. Yeah, I agree. It's kind of like it's just things to say but aren't sincere. So would you rather have a man who's sincere, who listens, and then comments later on what you're saying? Because it takes men time to absorb the conversation. It may, an hour later, they might come back and say, yeah, I agree with you on that one. I agree. Now, you know what? This is my point of view. So let a man absorb the information. He may not respond. You just don't want this man to give this kind of flippant, oh, yeah, I understand that. Oh, yeah, okay, I see your point of view. That's just placating, is that the word? Yeah, you don't want that either, do you? Okay. Oh, that's a good question. Let me get back to your question. Let me do one more of these. I got a few more minutes left. I found a penny and a dime today. So you're going to marry somebody named Lincoln, huh? Lincoln's on the penny. Who's on the penny? Who's on the dime? Eisenhower? I don't remember. I don't carry coins around me very much. Yes, so let me get back to the article. So men do really listen, but they have to absorb information, and they will respond later on. Okay, and this is back to the point that I was making earlier, and it's really, really important. Shared activities form bonds. Men strengthen their relationships with their partners through doing things together more than by sharing thoughts or feelings. So instead of men sitting around and talking and sharing feelings, you know, they want to go out and do stuff. Let's go bowling, you know, by shared activities. The picture here is about two people canoeing. Men use their bodies, and through their bodies, they communicate their feelings, okay? For many men, activities like sports and sex make them closer to their partner. So it's, again, it's using the body. So if a man isn't necessarily talking about feelings, but he wants to do things. Let's go for a walk. Let's go bowling. Let's go hiking. Let's go, you know, whatever it is that you love to do. Let's go to a baseball game. You know, let's go hang out some event. Men do things through shared activities. And that's how they create bonds, because they know that you share something with them and you're both interested in something that draws them closer to you. And in many cases, it should be doing the same thing for a woman. When you share activities and you're having fun and you're doing things together, it's a bonding experience. Just sitting around talking doesn't always do it. You have to get out and do things. You have to experience things together to make the bond stronger. Okay? I think you know all this, don't you? Don't you guys know all this? You should. Right. But sometimes we forget. Sometimes we forget. Let me get back to your question. I found a penny and a dime today. Are they from the... somebody deceased. It's somebody deceased. It's not a live person. Okay? That's the answer I get for you. It's not your husband. Okay, so let me go back to the article. And I found this next one very true for myself, and I know a lot of men are like this, and it's like men need time for themselves. While shared activities are important, men also need time for themselves. Whether your guy enjoys golf, gardening, working out at the gym, encourage him to pursue his hobbies while you make time for your own. And that gives them both of you an opportunity to share what you're doing, right? The separate activities kind of gives you an opportunity to share what you've been doing, what you've been accomplishing. And so what breaks up a marriage or a relationship, let me finish this little statement, then I'll get back to my point. When both partners have space to nurture their individuality, they have more to give each other, correct, right? But the thing is, if the man goes out in the garage and he's working on his car or working on a wood project of some kind, and he's building something or putting something together or even painting something, and he comes in and wants to share it with his wife, his girlfriend, and she's indifferent, that's like the end. Do that enough times in a relationship to a man, and he's gone. He's going to go out and seek somebody who will appreciate those things he does, will appreciate the birdhouse that he built, or the doghouse he built, or the shelves that he built, or the fact that he put his car back together and it's running faster than it ever ran before, whatever it is, whatever his hobby is, the fact that he came back with the best golf score he's had in a long time. If his partner doesn't show really genuine appreciation for him and what is accomplished, he's gone. Bye. Do that enough times and a man will be gone. And same thing with a woman. That's why women cheat. Men don't show appreciation for what they do. You make something, you develop something, you do accomplish something at work, and he doesn't show appreciation, you're gone. Okay, so it's been fun. So this is a week on love and relationships and how to make them work. And this is a great article to look at it from both points of view, male and female, to appreciate each other more and how you build that bond in a relationship. I know a lot of people want to know, when's it going to happen? But when you get there, what are you going to do about it when it happens, right? What are you going to do about it when it happens? So I'll be back on Thursday. Tomorrow I have things I have to take care of. And then we will talk more then. So we got about a minute left, so I don't think there's time to take any calls at this point in time. So it's been fun. I like to talk about love. I like to talk about how to get there, what it takes to maintain and create a relationship. I'm going to give a class on that one of these days. Yes, one of these days I'll give a class on relationships. My friend said, but you're not in one. How can you do that? Well, I've been around, studied this for a long time, talked to a lot of people about relationships. It's fun to learn. Anyway, okay, so it's been fun. I will be back on Thursday. Hope you guys enjoy the rest of your week. Have some fun. You know, go do something special for yourselves. That's really important. Do something really lovely for yourself the rest of the day. It's been fun. Thank you. Bye.